You might only know it from the television show Jeopardy, but IBM's famous Watson technology has found at least one new use. Veterans Affairs plans to use it as part of a pilot program to quickly search electronic medical records. If it works as planned, it'll allow VA doctors to spend more time with their patients. Jim Demetriadis is the Director of Emerging Health Technologies at the Veterans Health Administration. He joins me now with more on this program. Jim, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you.
All right. So tell us what you're planning with IBM's Watson, which I guess is a self-contained machine, correct?
It is. It's a self-contained machine that will host a large amount of VA data, and we will be using IBM's Watson technology to assess a type of emerging technology that's called clinical reasoning systems. So we want to pilot and assess the system's ability in a number of key areas. So for example, as you had mentioned, we want to see if it has the ability to extract key knowledge from our electronic health records and also be able to extract key knowledge from medical literature such as clinical journals, and then present that knowledge in a useful form to our clinicians interactively in a clinical setting. And and the interaction will be with clinicians using natural English language.
All right, so give us an idea of the scope and type of data that you will be pouring into it in the first place.
Well, we will be pouring in the contents of entire medical records, so the full set of both structured data, and by structured I mean things like vital signs or lab values, which, you know, can be very tightly quantified. They're, you know, numeric types of things, but also the clinical notes, and that's really where some of the richness of the, we think anyway, some of the richness of the technology will come in. The full set of clinical notes from all of the physicians and nurses and allied health professionals will be ingested. And beyond the electronic medical records...
Just a quick question. How far back will that go? I mean, like 10 years worth or...
Well, VA has records going back a couple decades anyway, electronic records, back to the early 80s. So I guess it's even longer than that. So for the patient records that will be selected for ingestion, it will be the full composite record that VA has, and some of these can be substantially large. But in addition to this, we will also be ingesting clinical literature, such as journal publications and things of that nature, and very large quantities of those to be part of the assessment and test to see how well Watson can extract pertinent information that a clinician might be interested in.
So we're talking about what you might call true big data here.
Well, there is an awful lot of big data. It won't be so much crunching, if you will, if I can use that informal term, or mining the data, but it will be finding the data. It will be finding and analyzing the data in a more narrow sense.
Okay, so you've got 20, 30 years, 40 years of electronic medical records that the VA has. All these notes, all these journals are all kind of thrown into the memory banks of Watson. What happens on the front end? I mean, what will someone do and to see if this all works as the way you hope to?
Well, one of the first things that Watson needs to do is to understand the nature of the question. So it will. So I think of Watson as a constellation of technologies, and various functionality gets put to work depending on the specific need. So one of the first things that Watson will have to do, let's take for the example where a clinician wants to search for information from a clinical journal for a specific need. The first thing Watson needs to do is to take that natural language question and break it down to make sure that it understands what's being asked for. And then what happens is it takes that English query, if you will, and turns it into a machine query and sends out, its algorithms will go out and search for all possible related content, and it assesses how relevant or valuable that particular content might be, and it will take the most promising results and use that to present it to the clinician.
So it sounds like to start with, you're going to have to ask questions that you already know the answer for just to see if it spits out the right answer.
Well, yes. A huge part of the assessment is going to be in training Watson, and that's going to be a significant effort, but you do have to provide it with what they call ground truth, where you will ask it a question, you already know the answer, it's already been, experts, subject matter experts, clinicians have already located the correct answer, and then Watson, quite frankly, learns, and it learns from those examples, and it gets better, and then can actually bootstrap itself up, and then once it is trained, then the actual assessment can begin. But you do have to train it on particular subject matters.
We're speaking with Jim Dimitriadis. He's the Director of Emerging Health Technologies at the Veterans Health Administration. And as a health technologist, is this something new to you? Is this something you wish you had 20 years ago? I mean, how exciting is this for VA to get this machine in?
Well, I personally find it pretty darn exciting. We do scan the technology horizon. That's part of the work that we do here. This, in my opinion, is one of the more promising technologies that we have seen in a very long time. So VA is very excited to test the technology. If we can have the opportunity to provide this sort of a tool to our clinicians, and it allows them to spend more time interacting with the patient, if it allows them to spend more time thinking about the way that they are going to manage various patient conditions and stuff, then I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
And so who will you have involved in the pilot, in the study, in the training of the machine initially?
Well, we have a pretty large team assembled to work on this. We do have the VA clinicians that I was the target end users, and we're hoping to have the emphasis with our primary care providers. These are the docs that are typically in the outpatient clinics that treat the veterans. So we really want to be grounded in reality here. So we have a number of primary care physicians that are involved. We also have certain specialists. So our clinical backdrop is going to be PTSD. It's a disorder that's very important to the VA, and we want to devote a lot of attention to see how Watson will perform in this area. So we have PTSD subject matter experts, as well as clinical informaticists and engineers, and we are also partnering with the MITRE Corporation. They're a federally funded independent research corporation to help us with the assessment to make sure that we're doing a very rigorous and thorough test of the technology.
And how does this all work in terms of contracting? I mean, did VA buy Watson? Are you renting it? Is IBM loaning it? What's the basis of having it?
The award is the contract award is actually a service. IBM is providing us a service while we figuratively kick the tires here. It's a turnkey service, so VA has not purchased the equipment at this point or the software. It's strictly service based throughout the assessment.
Okay, and so give us an example. You mentioned PTSD, as you said, post-traumatic stress disorder is very important to VA and to its clientele. And so what would be an example of the type of input that you might feed to a Watson, and what would the clinician be looking for from it?
One of the things may be where there are different stages in the treatment of a patient in terms of clinical types of settings. Sometimes you have an initial visit where it's the first time the provider is seeing the patient, but they may be very familiar to the VA. So Watson can go out and pour through that entire record that we talked about, sometimes significant number of years of information, and it can tease out particular information that would be of the salient information, the key information that a provider might want to see if they suspect, for example, that there might be some PTSD-related components to the patient's condition. In other aspects, later on in the patient journey, let's say that they're actively managing a condition, PTSD or other condition, the clinician will be able to, again, have Watson go out and extract information that would be pertinent to the management. So perhaps in between visits, between the last visit and the current visit, there were lab tests or other procedures performed. Watson would know to bring those to the forefront, but it would bring those related to that particular patient's problem of PTSD, and it would not necessarily bring forward a procedure or medication that might be related to another condition that's being treated. So it will be able to reason which labs or which procedures or which medications would be important to put in front of the clinician for their consideration.
And so where are you in the program at this point? Are you in the pilot phase? Has it started? And how long will this last? And at what point will you make that decision to say this could be a permanent part of VA?
It is it's a 24-month assessment. We are several months into it. The hardware is installed in our Austin Information Technology Center, and it is up and operational. We are, in terms of the hardware component, the drives are spinning and the servers are operational. What we are entering into right now is what's called the ingestion phase, where we will be ingesting the records and we will be ingesting the clinical literature that we spoke about. And then we begin that long journey of training Watson, getting Watson up to speed, getting Watson smart in the PTSD area and other general medicine areas. And that's going to take quite a few months. And then the final phase of this project will be we'll be assessing it all along. Actually, the assessment began even during the installation. But in terms of Watson's performance and its usefulness, that's going to be a bit down the road.
Well, we'll have to have you back when you've asked it a few questions and see if it knows a thing or two. Jim Demetriadis is Director of Emerging Health Technologies at the Veterans Health Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.